Blog Talk Radio.
Please put your seats in the reclining position. You are now entering the adult zone with La Crush and Black Reporter.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio. What's going on, everybody? It's the host with the most on air right now. It's La Crush Hearts. What's good? I'm here with my co-host,
Black
the one
Reporter.
And only. Oh, now you don't say it. One and only Black Reporter. Oh, my goodness, Black Reporter. First off, I want to say, how was your weekend?
Weekend was good.
Weekend was good?
Weekend was good.
Secondly, I want to say I put you on blast. You are the first person to go on Pipeline Blast. Because you didn't show up yesterday.
No, I didn't show up yesterday. That was because of technical problems. I could not get around.
Damn. We had a good show yesterday. We had fun. We talked about emotional contracts and all types of nonsense. It was cool.
emotional nonsense, huh?
Yeah, emotional contracts and stuff.
No, that's not what I said. I said emotional nonsense.
All that. We could possibly put some people on blast, too, for the conversation that we heard yesterday.
Was that bad, huh?
It was all right. I got to put Facebook on blast for blocking me.
Excuse me?
Yeah, Facebook put on blast because I used the site to post to all my groups at one time, and they blocked me because they thought I was spamming. So shout out to them.
How long are you in Facebook jail?
It didn't last long, actually. It just did it for a couple of minutes, and then it changed, and then it stopped. So it wasn't as bad, but they did say up to 2 days. But I was able to post after a couple of minutes. So
because they put me in jail a few weeks ago for 30 days.
Why?
Because I was adding too many people at one time.
Yeah, and they wasn't accepting you, or either they was telling them they didn't know you. They do that.
Okay.
Right, either the people didn't accept you, or they put down they didn't know you.
Okay.
And, you know, I don't know. You know, the thing I don't get with Facebook is this Mark Z guy. Forget his last name. I'm going to call him Mark Z. This guy creates this social network. But they give you that the terms is only for family and friends. Okay? In this day and age, ain't nothing just for family or friends. I'm going to put that everybody, you know? We're using it for networking. At the end of the day, it's a social networking site. Huh?
To meet people.
Right. At the end of the day. But I get it. But I'm like, you know, it doesn't apply no more. Like, you got millions of people on here. You can't sit up there and say, oh, well, and then you give us people, you suggest people to us.
Yeah, they do.
You know, like, y'all, everywhere you look, there's a people you may know. Suggest people, add friends. Like, y'all telling us to add these people. It's not like we're going out there and we're looking for these people. Y'all actually sit up there trying to convince us that we know these people. So it's like it's contradictory, so to speak.
Okay, since we dogging Facebook, let me add one more to the pile. You know, Facebook is trying, and this was released today. They're trying to develop a smartphone.
A phone or
a phone?
A Facebook phone.
Yeah.
A phone just for Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey. Google,
like, Facebook,
Google,
you big,
Google
but you ain't that big to grief. Unless I can play my games on there, I'm good with the app I just got. Like, what other stuff can you do on Facebook
besides
play the apps? It's like, that don't make no sense.
Yeah, well, the thing is, most new iPhones or whatever have a button which will bring up Facebook immediately, don't they?
Right.
You know, so, and mind you, I think they're doing this because Google's starting to come out with its own phone.
Right, but Google got multiple things. Like, is Google and Facebook are not the same thing.
Exactly.
You know, like, Google has a list of actually useful things, you know, to that you can use. So,
that was the only thing I can think of while Facebook would be trying to get a phone.
That's like MySpace trying to come with the phone. Like, it's pointless. And then they're going to charge you $299 for it.
Okay.
And then there's going to be some asshole that goes and buy it. As soon as one of my friends get it, I'm putting them on blast. But anyway, folks, welcome to the Adult Zone with LaCrush and Black Reporter. We
had to get that little commentary out of the way first.
Right, we had to get that little commentary out of the way. You are tuned into... the Adult Zone. Tonight is the last Tuesday of the month, and this is where we do our trifling news. And we just put the shameful, the ignorant, and the trifling on blast.
Oh, there were a lot this month.
Huh?
There were a lot this month. There were a lot of trifling this month.
Yep. So, on that note, I see we got our peoples. Our peoples are around. Shout out to 803.
Hey.
Shout out to 215. And last but not least, she know I'm going to add her even though she didn't put a finger up. I can't help it. It's a tenant from the first floor. What's going on? Brick.
Good evening, everyone.
Lady Brick. My
good
queen,
evening.
Lady Brick.
Is there an echo in the room? Is there an echo? I heard someone talking.
I don't think he's talking to you, Black Reporter. I'm doing good.
Very good. Very good.
That's low.
Told you he was going to be put on blast. The first person I put on blast was you. So I had to let you know ahead of time. Like, up.
Mm-hmm.
We had a good
How
conversation, though, Black Reporter.
I had no way to call last night.
Excuses, excuses. No, just playing. I'm good. I'm good, Lee. I'm good, Brooke. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank y'all. Thank y'all.
Okay. So, Black Reporter, let's get down to it. Tonight is trifling news. We're going to expose it all. What you got for me?
Well, let me see. Let me see what I should start off with. You wonder why the Chinese are constantly kicking our butts and they say that they're so far ahead of us and everything,
mm-hmm.
that while they're trying to figure out how to get more and more of our money, you know what our major thing in looking out is right now?
What's that?
How to get the ketchup out of the bottle.
Okay, what does that mean? You said it to me earlier. What does that mean, and where did you get this from? What are you referring to?
Okay, there is a new scientific lining that they're putting inside ketchup bottles where if you tip it, it just smoothly pours out. You know how with ketchup bottles, you have to smash it, you know, hit the bottom of the bottle to get all the ketchup and everything out?
Uh-huh.
Not this. You just put the bottle in the pour. It pours out like water.
Okay. Okay.
And we're spending all our time doing things like that. I'm just saying, scientists are raving
okay.
over that.
Okay, Brick, what do you think about that?
Well, did I hear correctly? Did he just say that something about ketchup coming from a bottle?
Scientists.
Scientists said that. Like,
they're trying to figure out how to get ketchup from a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Faster or something. I mean,
I don't get it. I need that link.
So we're paying these people millions of dollars to try to figure out how to get ketchup out of a bottle faster.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I got something you might be interested in. There's a possibility for a new Olympic sport.
There's what?
A possibility for a new Olympic sport.
Oh, right. You tell me that. Go ahead.
Pole dancing. Because they say dancers are already athletes as they are. And it has nothing to do with being sensual or anything like that.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know about that. All right. I'm going to hit y'all with a story. And y'all let me know what this is.
Is there a runaway cat somewhere around?
Yeah, kitty around here somewhere screaming.
Kitty
was just sitting here flossing, and I guess she got tired because I wouldn't pet her. I had the phone to my ear, so I can't pet her, and she's mad right now. So okay, that don't mind. Put a kitty on the block, kitty trifling. You trifling, kitty? Okay, so here's the thing, right? I came across this news story in the Daily News for anybody who wants to look it up. I don't know if you heard it on the news. I don't watch the TV anymore, so I get my stuff from the internet. Anyway, a self-described pimping expert.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Right. A self-described pimping expert loses swagger when Brooklyn judge sentences him for robbery. Can we put his name out there? Anthony McCord said he was a failure as a pimp last Thursday, and he was sentenced to 21 years to life.
Hello.
He said before the judge, I really wasn't very good at it. A lot of it was exaggerated. He's 30 years old.
That should tell you right there.
Huh?
That should tell you right there.
Right. You know, he blamed it on his childhood. He had a father in prison for murder and a mother in a vegetative state after jumping out of a burning building, and so forth and so forth. Like, why do we have to do that? I was always taught I'll end up in the Ivy League school or something. Like, that don't even go together.
That really doesn't go together.
Right. He said under different circumstances. He was smart. That don't go together. But anyway. He was convicted in December. He robbed a Brooklyn hotel room, robbing hookers, and he was accused of stealing from them. Oh, they were accused of stealing from him. So that's what happened. Yeah, sob story. But really, dude, I was a failure as a pimp.
You love that, huh, Brett?
I'm sorry. Wow. Can I share a trifling story, if I could? I know it's not my show.
Oh, go ahead.
This one is kind of, well, I know, Crush, you like gross stuff. So you're about to be grossed out if you're eating right now, listening in radio land, if you're eating. You're about to be grossed out. But you like looking at gross stuff. You sent me that gross picture one time before. But anyway, apparently in Japan, they have a chef who serves his own genitalia as a dinner.
His own?
His own. He's described as an asexual, which means that they don't define by any race. They're not defined by any race, male or female. So to show this, basically, he sent out a tweet on April 8th that said, "I am offering my male genitals, full penis, testes, scrotum as a meal for 100,000 yen. We'll prepare and cook as the buyer requests at his chosen location." So apparently just days after his 22nd birthday, he underwent elective surgery to remove his genitalia. It was divvied up. They divvied up the severed penis, testicles, and scrotum skin between five people, and they garnished it with mushrooms and Italian parsley. So, on April 13th, five people signed up for the $250 a plate dinner, and the sixth person didn't show up. But the next day, the organizer posted a picture of the meal, and they have a picture of the meal in case anyone wants to see it.
Oh, my God.
Now, Rush, I asked you, would you like to see what this meal looked like?
No. No. I wasn't going to say yes, but no.
They said graphic photo of the meal, and you could click it at your own risk.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could imagine
what
this thing looks like.
I'm thinking of sausage. That's what's coming to my head.
No,
don't
go there, Crush. Don't go there, Crush.
You know what it is? The Italian sausage.
After don't
you just
go there,
stab
Crush.
It, it's raw, it's busting out of the thing. That's what I'm thinking
of. Don't go there, Crush.
I'm thinking of like, you pull Frank's too long and they bust.
Right.
They split down the seam.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of like that, too.
I love Italian sausage. Don't go there.
Oh, wow.
They
said it had Italian parsley and all this other stuff on it. It was sauteed.
Well, folks, you are tuned in to the Adult Zone with LaCrush and Black Reporter. Tonight is trifling news. And we invite any and everybody to call up and share the shameful, the ignorant, and the trifle. Just put them on blast. Get it off your chest. Tonight's the night to do it. You know, we're strangers. We don't know you. If you want to put your mama on blast. If you want to put your cousin on blast, if you want to put your best friend on blast because they just did something trifling, your baby mama, get it off your chest. Don't go through the rest of the week feeling all stressed. 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. On that note, my show needs to get a little bit sweeter.
Oh, Lord.
And a little bit crazier because our in-house Sybil has finally decided to bless us with her presence.
Good evening, Lady C.
Hi. What's going on, Lady C?
Hi. Lady
C.
Oh, look at the time. I told my girlfriend, bye. I'll call you back.
That was up.
I was talking about the show with her and everything, and she was laughing. I said, "You ought to come." And she said, "When I say the night at 8, I said, okay, I got to talk to you." She said, "When I say it's after 8, bye."
Oh,
Your guilty indulgence, huh?
Huh?
Your guilty indulgence.
Hey, I'm serious. I actually try to be on time when I'm here.
Yes, ma'am. We know.
You know? Every now and then I surprise y'all and I'm early.
That's correct. Brick, I got one for you.
Okay.
A photographer, one of these paparazzi, claims Justin Bieber beat him up.
I can believe that.
Huh?
I can believe that.
What the hell?
Why am I sleeping with Justin Bieber because he's a white boy? He's around a bunch of black kids. He's a fight.
Okay.
I heard,
excuse me?
I mean, why is everybody think he's so off because he's a little white boy? I know white boys that be cooking ass. I'll sleep on Justin Bieber.
They just look little eating like there's nothing in there, but there is.
I mean, have you seen him lately? I mean, he's not that same little kid that was a long time ago. He's grown up quite a lot.
I haven't seen him lately.
No, you haven't. He done pushed his hair out of his face and everything. He ain't playing no more.
Well, I'll take your word for it, Brick.
He's like the little girl no more. He ain't playing. He's not even playing no more. His hair out my face.
I'm a man. He's man.
There you
now.
Go. He looks you right in the eye now. You know he know how to fight now. He hanging out with Usher and all the other thugs now. Yeah, he know how to fight.
No, Lord.
Well, yeah, right. Chris Brown, so he really know how to throw a jab. So, yeah, he know how to fight.
What did I see about Chris Brown?
Yes, indeed. Black reporter, did you tell the story about the baby in the washing machine?
No,
oh, yeah,
I
was on the news.
I did.
Priceless.
The parents tried to sue, but they wouldn't. But the state wouldn't let them sue.
But yeah. the thing is, the mama wasn't even in the laundromat.
Mm-hmm.
But those were babysitters.
Mm-hmm.
And
it wasn't the real thing.
Uh huh. And that was the babysitter's boyfriend who put the child
in
the washing machine. Mm-hmm.
Well, it was supposed to be broke. But still. But he didn't get any charges. That was child endangerment.
Yeah, well, they closed that door and locked it right there. Yeah, that should have been endangerment right then and there.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because the machine started turning and everything filling with water.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and I mean, they moved it, tried to unplug it and everything, you know.
It took about 5 minutes
when
they thought to unplug it.
Yeah.
Five whole minutes. I said, okay.
So that's a big that was a big machine.
This is all on camera.
This is crazy. That is crazy. Regardless if it was a parent or not, they should have been charged with something. Thank you. Oh, well, we just said it was stupid. That's beyond. We know it's stupid, but the child.
Like, what if they can't get that open, you know?
Thank you. Oh, yeah, so we're having fun. Please get in there. No.
Uh-oh. I'm sorry, folks. My phone, like, everything, you know, we have rolling blackouts in this building. So it's hot out. That means everything shuts off and comes back on. I got to wait for everything to load up. So I apologize for that. Anyway, we have Russ in the chat room. We have some guests in the chat room. We got On a Quest in the chat room. We got Sun752 in the chatty. And we have a lot of people online right now on the airwaves. Once again,
they're going to talk shit about me because I ain't going
to Zone, Trifling News. You know, call up, put some people on blast, 805-830-8320.
Brown reporter, where's your contribution?
He's pulling the chain.
Right. Yeah, I'm pulling the chain.
Right. He was G-O-D yesterday. I was talking about Brown Reporter. He was the god yesterday, right?
Yeah.
He was the god yesterday. I know he had some trifle. He was sharing a lot of trifling stuff.
Yeah, he was
from the lady that... Huh?
He was pulling people in to help him out yesterday, too. Buddha, where were you when I needed you?
Yeah,
yeah, Buddha.
Where
did
I sleep?
Yeah, uh-huh. When you woke up,
you were sleeping for a long time. We talked
about
Spurs 752. Hi, Buddha. I'm like, I heard nothing from this woman for a good 20 minutes. As soon as Buddha come on, hi, Buddha. I'm like, oh, Lord. Front and center. Just pushing everybody out the way to get to the front.
Mm-hmm.
I could never push you out the way, Bree.
So, I got a question in the chat room. Okay, alright. Okay.
What's that?
Okay, alright. That's
okay.
Black Reporter phone. Get away from that microwave, Black Reporter. Yeah, that's when you stand too close to the microwave. Turn off the microwave, Black Reporter.
That's a shock treatment. That's a shock treatment going on right now.
Okay, so Russ is asking Black Reporter some questions about tattoos, but unfortunately, Black Reporter had to hang up. So, you know, do you want me to pose it out there to everybody? He's talking about tattoos and black women. That's what I'm saying. We are talking about trifling news. I want to put somebody on blast. I want to put somebody on blast.
Okay.
I want to put this gentleman, his name, I'm just going to say his name is D. Now, on Facebook this past weekend, I think it was Friday, I had posted that I wanted to go to the movies. And if you was interested in going to the movies, hit me up. And I left my phone number on there. Now, D, you know, a few people hit me up, oh, I want to go. D hit me up. He said, I want to take you to the movies. I'll even pay. You ain't got to pay for anything. It'll be my treat. So he said that, and somebody else said they was interested too. But anyway, I left my number on the page. So he then, in turn, hit me up privately. And he was like, you know, I'm interested in taking you out. You know, I don't mind going to the movies. I'll pay for everything. You know, just let me know, you know, when you're available. You know, not like that, but, you know, basically that's what he said. So me, in turn, I said, well, I'm busy tonight. I said, well, let's do it on Sunday. That's what I said to him. A couple of minutes later, he calls me, and he goes, yeah, he said, I'll even pay. Yes, he did say that, Quest. He calls me a couple of minutes later, and he really basically he tells me he feels some type of way. And I'm like, what? I mean, with attitude, just the way I said it. I feel some type of way. What?
Wow.
Huh? Now, mind you, I've never talked to this guy before. I've never chatted with this guy before. This was just him. This is our first contact with each other. So he hits me up. He goes, I'm not feeling that. I'm like, basically, he has attitude in his voice. And I look at my phone like, boo, you will get down tone. You better watch your tone with me. So he said, I don't appreciate you telling me no. I said, well, first of all, if I have plans for tonight and I never specified when I was going to the movies, you know, I'm not going to change my plans for tonight. We can do it Sunday, you know. And I didn't have nothing to do Saturday, but I told you Sunday. So anyway, make a long story short, this dude calls me back and he wouldn't get off my phone. And he started talking about his girlfriend, right? And he talked about his ex. But when he was referring to his ex, he kept saying, the girl I cheated on. Like,
oh, wow.
You know, so I'm like, well, what do I do with that? Like, like I said, this is our first time talking with each other. I don't know nothing about you. I only know what you're telling me right now. What makes you think? And then he was like, yeah, I'm looking for it. He was like, well, can I ask you a question? Why are you single? I said, well, I'm not wifey material. He said, no, that's not it. You know, he started going back and forth at it. He told me, no, that's not it. Women just need to stop begging. I'm looking for the perfect woman. Oh, no, he said women need to just follow the rules. That's what he said. He said, I'm looking for the perfect woman. She needs to have two things. That's two things, and I'll take care of her. Me and my dumb ass. What's that? You know? He goes, the first thing
The first thing is she needs to know how to kiss. Okay.
Okay.
The second thing is she needs to know how to suck dick.
Wow.
Okay. Right. This is what he's telling me, folks. I'll tell you, this is our first conversation. This is what I get, folks. Telling y'all, this is why I'm putting him on blast. He said, and she needs to know how to suck dick. Because the girl that I cheated on my girlfriend with, I swear, quote unquote, that's what he said to me. She was an older lady, and I went to Jersey to meet her, and we went to the hotel room, and I kissed her, and the kissing wasn't good. And then she turned around and she sucked my dick. But I already knew once she kissed me that it was not going to work out. But after I came out of her mouth, I let her know I can't be with you.
Yes,
indeed. He said, I let her know I can't be with you. And she got upset. Would you get upset? I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, okay, that's it. Kiss good and give a good blowjob.
That's what
okay.
He said.
Something's wrong with that picture.
Right. So Sunday comes, and I don't answer my phone. He hits me up on Facebook. He says, what happened to you? I was like, nothing. just busy. I'm not going nowhere. He goes, well, the offer still stands to take you out to the movies. Now, I'm not a picky person, but I do got standards. Ladies,
I don't kiss like you.
What would you do in that situation, ladies? A guy tells you this on the first chat, first conversation. Now, I'm not mad at the fact that he was being honest. That was him being honest, you know, who gave me the option to choose. You know, I respect that. But everything else, he can take that and run across the street with. Like, it was nothing sexual. I didn't lead him on no way. He just offered this information to me.
I mean, he can prove that he's untrustworthy. The woman I cheated on my girlfriend.
Right. Exactly. That's the first thing I said. Like, huh?
I didn't need to know that. But you're telling me if you're not going to be faithful. So I would ask him, so your girlfriend didn't give the head or couldn't kiss good either? I probably would ask.
But it wasn't, the thing that's killing me is that it really wasn't like that. Like, I didn't come at him like that. And by the way, about the thing, he's not taking me out. I didn't say, can somebody take me out? I normally do, but I didn't ask for nobody to take me out. It was basically me paying for myself, everybody going Dutch. I just wanted a bunch of people to meet up to go to the movie theater. It wasn't like, oh, I want to take you out on a date. He's the one who turns it into that, oh, I want to take you out, I'll even, and I guess that, because he said he was going to pay, that was supposed to intrigue me more, you know, into, you know what I mean? Like, that was supposed
to
entice more into going out with him.
That's supposed to make you want to say, ooh, I'll go.
See, but the thing that's killing me, folks, is that this round, pudgy, tail guy, like, I don't it would have been all good if you looked at, like, Don Juan and you had a conversation with him like this. But, I'm, you know, you're not, like, I wasn't looking at him physically like that, like, oh, not cute. You know, I would have went out with him, but when he started doing all that, I can't do nothing with that. When you start giving me conversation like that, can I imagine being with this person for 2 hours trying to watch a movie? You know, trying to watch a movie, then they're going to want to grab your hand. Then they're going to want to sit next to you. Listen, if it was a group of us, I could pull Brick and I could pull Lady C next to me. Okay, y'all sit here. He sit down there. He paid, but he's sitting down there, you know? One guy, he said he'll even buy the food. He said he'll buy the food. So,
Brick.
I was like, that means I'm supposed to buy the ticket?
Steal.
I don't know what that means. I
watch
don't know
out!
What that means.
Here he comes talking to you. He's gonna reach over. Hey, crush, how you doing? You're enjoying the movie?
Oh God! I'm just saying.
But
anyway, so, Black Reporter, are you still with us?
Yes,
huh?
I'm back.
Okay. Okay, Black Reporter, I got a question for you in the chat room. England is the same as America as far as fashion and cultures, etc. What do you think of black women getting tattooed over the last few years? Black reporter, like myself, will remember a time black women never got tattoos, and when it was rare for black people in general to get tattoos, when it was just a part of the white culture in the 70s and 80s. Does black reporter find it sexy or not? Even black women in England now is tattooed.
I could take a lead tattoo, to be honest with you.
Huh?
I mean, if a woman has one, a discreet one, like on the breast or whatever, or, you know, around her nipple or whatever, that's cute, you know. I mean, one of her child or something like that, I understand that. But having tattoos just for the sake of having tattoos, you don't have to go out your way to tattoo my name or anything on your body.
They're getting ridiculous, and there's a lot of people that need to be put on the wall of shame with their tattooing. Like, it was cool when it was hidden. You know, a small butterfly, I can understand that. But to have going across your chest a long sentence that says, "I suck good dick," and 5 stars afterwards, is not a good look. To have your face tatted up from your forehead down to your chin is not a good look. Like,
no,
they're just getting outrageous with it. Really outrageous.
And I've seen white folks who have done everything except their face. But then I think they're back.
I don't understand is when a white person does it, it's considered part of their culture. When a black person does it, it's called trifling.
My thing, you put your name, why you got to tattoo your name on you? You don't know your name? I don't need my name, and I don't need his name on me because I'm not his property. On my neck or anything like that, no.
What about your baby?
Who?
What about your baby?
What about my baby?
Your child.
All my daughters have tattoos, and I tell them this, I don't know. I tell them it's not my
name. Your child's name on you.
Hell no, I know their name. I named them. I don't need their names. They all have. I told them don't put my name on them. They have my dad's name when he passed. So if I told them don't ever put my name on them, I said because I'll find a way to erase it off. I don't want my name on them.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. But the thing that's killing me is these people that's doing this thing, and y'all not in a committed relationship. Like, y'all don't have no type of emotional accountable contract.
Nothing.
It's fine. And y'all putting these tattoos of these random dudes on you, and all you see is X'd out. Like, what?
Or decorated over with a butterfly or a rose or something like that, trying to make it look different.
Mm-hmm.
And these chest tattoos, that's not a good look, ladies. Why you have a big dick on your chest?
Well, my daughter said one thing that I do accept, they all got the breast cancer on their shoulder because they had an auntie who had breast cancer and a god sister that had breast cancer. That one I can work with. It's on their shoulder. It's just on their shoulder. But like you say, on the neck and the face and all this stuff is showing. Like, look, this is what I do. It's not everybody business.
I don't know.
But you know, people get their tongues tattooed too.
Excuse me?
Yeah, they get their tongues. I know a young guy had his tongue tattooed and his. Yeah. Mhm. Had his tongue tattooed with a spider web. And
you
had
can see my face right now. I say it's WTF. What the fuck?
So, first off, I'm not mad. I don't get mad. I appreciate your concern. I really do. I appreciate your concern, but I wasn't going to be by myself. You know, like, So I just wanted to say that, you know, I was not going to be by myself. Somebody hit me up on private, and they said not to get mad, but because of the suggestive material posted, given my number and meeting on Facebook seems crazy, without a couple of chaperones. Like, I really was trying to get more than, I had a couple of people lined up, so it wasn't just going to be me and that person. I was waiting for a couple of people to meet up. I'm not gonna do that. I do use my common sense sometimes. Just wanted to say that, but thanks for your concern. 805-830-8320. Shout out to everybody that's holding on the lines right now. I got the 202, the 917. Who else we got on here? We got Sun752. We got Sunshine, we got Chevy Baby, and we got Laurie Al. Think I didn't know that. I know that. We got On the Quest. We got Mike DeMar. Hi, Mike DeMar. I'll be
good
Rich
evening,
on the Quest, Russ, and Sun752. So, we, you know, we're doing all that.
Bring that boy in here.
No, I don't like dick on my chest. I will not be getting a tattoo of a penis on my chest.
Oh, my God.
I don't like pain. I got a low tolerance for pain, so I won't be doing any of that kind of stuff. I'll wear a shirt with a penis on it, but I don't. I got
the tattoo. It takes too much to put it on there, huh?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, it could be one of those tattoos that you could put the water and you press on and you put the water on there like you get from the bubble gum. I could do one of those.
Mm-hmm.
That's it?
But I don't
I
think you get those with bubble
tattoos,
gum. Crush, I don't think you get those with bubble gum.
Right. Can you do? You can if
not
you get
penis.
The special.
Not
you get the special adult bubble gum. Adult
bubble gum. Adult
bubble gum. Yeah. Why are you giving me the tongue? Oh, why are you sticking your tongue out at me, Russ?
Because he wants to lick you.
That was a very intelligent question from Russ.
I am so salty. I am so salty. What was the intelligent question?
No, I was about tattoos.
That was an intelligent question.
Yeah.
Hailing from the 202. What's going on, boo?
Hey, what up? What up, y'all? It's Laurie. How you doing, Crushy?
I'm doing good.
What's up,
I'm
bro?
Doing good. How you doing, Laurie?
I'm chilling out. I'm checking out the subjects. I guess it's a little raw, but, you know, anything can be considered trifling. Before I get into this, what is really trifling to me? Oh, God. How can I say this without being offensive?
Just say it. We all friends here.
Oh, well, if you are, if your lady, like, if your foot is really thick and heavy, you shouldn't wear high heels with part of your feet rising over the top of your feet.
Hello.
Shut up. Because it looked cute when I was in Payless. No, I'm just playing.
Oh,
shout out to chunky feet women. Shout out to chunky feet women.
I'm not knocking them, but you know, this is not a good look. If this rises, it's
you're
like
right.
The comedian said, it's like baking bread in your shoes, you know.
Shout out to my marshmallow women out there. Thank you very much.
I love them. But also, I want to deliver something right quick. Something on a serious note. I got what I really think is a problem, especially in the world and our community, is jealousy. And I wrote another poem about it. Like, here you go.
Go right ahead.
It's called jealousy. That's trifling. Some people are just such a pity. They so fucked up in the head and really too shitty. They so jealous of the next person for no reason. it reeks through them so strong in the atmosphere that it could change from warm to a hot season. These people are so full of their own funk that they're quick to point out what's wrong with others to cover up their own junk. These people got a nerve to smile at you with their false faces while their wicked aura permeates the air in all spaces. Now, jealousy, that's what I call trifling. The most notorious is the jealousy the black folks have with each other. They got to be better than one another. Hey, what about the sisters ice grilling for no reason, gritting on each other as if they're in a serious silent competition? And what about the people that might be listening on these lines tonight? Is there someone that you're subconsciously envious of and you don't know why? The jealousy, that's what I call trifling. They say jealousy is a normal feeling, but I beg to differ. It's no one's fault you feel inadequate, self-esteem, shot to hell. And so admiring another, you tend to rebel, so it's hard for you to feel holes in your soul, so your bullshit you tend not to deal with, you just repel. Now, jealousy, I say that's trifling, and that's that piece.
Round of applause. Crush?
Huh?
You know, that deserves a round of applause.
Okay.
Thank you, my dear. We appreciate it, bro.
Thank you, Laurie, for bringing us that poem. Really appreciate it. And we are talking about trifling news tonight. So, anybody you want to put on blast?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who do I want to put on blast? They put the girls with the biggest shoe. Somebody did something stupid in the news, man. I don't know who it was. I don't know whether it was an athlete. Somebody did something really, really stupid. And it was... I can't think of anybody right now. Let's just say I'm just putting all the stupid people in the world on blast. The stupid criminals. The dumb criminals. Oh.
The dumb criminals.
I'm a real dumb. Yeah. When... I ain't telling on my family, but when you get so high that you rob a 7-Eleven and then you go down the street from a family member's house to rob a McDonald's and you turn yourself in and no mask, yeah, I'm calling you up.
Damn. No mask on both the robberies.
And this is a real story that happened. So hopefully nobody from the fam is listening. But
nobody from the fam is listening. I managed to.
I heard about what happened. He dumb as shit. I'm disowning him.
Okay.
Damn.
Once again, you could call us live 805-830-8320. Shout out to Rich. Checking us out right now. If you want to join us in the chat room, you sure can. Go to blogtalkradio.com/register. Sign up for a free account. Come back, and you can chop it up with us in the chat room. Russ said he's jealous. He wish you can write poetry like you, Laurie. So I got a trifling story for you. Well, it's not even trifling. It is trifling. Excuse me. Y'all know about the stadium arena being built in downtown Brooklyn. Jay-Z and the Brooklyn Nets, New Jersey, formerly known as the New Jersey Nets, is supposed to be, you know, Jay-Z's involved in it. However, now we're going into the fourth quarter, as they put it. It's supposed to be done by September. That's their release date to have it completed. Like, I posted a picture up on my wall a couple of weeks ago or whatever. They got the windows on there and everything. Like, they really, you know, it's really massive. However, in the area that they did it, right behind it, is really all residential. Like, on each side of it is residential.
you know, and they have it like smack dead in downtown Brooklyn. So, it's really causing concern now that it's almost done, and we're getting it. You know, they built it, they got the, everything is approved. Now it seems that they're having second thoughts. So now they're trying to put together a game plan, so to speak, for as far as traffic is concerned, as far as people partying and things of that nature. So the people that is going to be affecting, like Prospect Heights, Park Slope, downtown Brooklyn, Borough Hill, Fort Greene, those are the people that's going to be affected by this arena. So now they're trying to put a cutoff for booze sale, you know, early cutoff. They try to do extra taxes on parking and all these other changes. But shouldn't y'all have done that before y'all actually decided to put it in this vacant spot? Like, that's backwards. What?
Crush. One statement. Welcome to New Orleans. Welcome to New Orleans. That's how Tulane Stadium was built. Right smack dab in the middle of the neighborhood. And they're actually thinking about doing it again with a much smaller stadium in the future. But, people had to watch where they parked, even if it's in front of their own house, on game days. On game days, you had to have game, I'm trying to think of what they called it, stickers that allowed you to park where you parked and everything. So that's the first time.
Now, if they built condos, I wouldn't even be mad, but you build an arena, and we're already over. Never mind. Anyway, from the 917, like, we can go into that, go deeper that. We're not even going to do that. From the 917, it is Chevy, baby.
Chev.
Chevy.
What's Chev. Up? How y'all doing?
We're good. I'd be better if you stop having your phone call me and you're not on the other end.
Oh, nah, I'm here. What did you say?
I said, I feel better if you have your phone stop calling me and you're not on the other end.
Oh, what?
Your phone did a butt call. But anyway, what's going on, Chevy?
No, he's just chilling, you know, taking it easy, you know.
You don't have no trifling stories for us today?
Unfortunately, I don't. I really don't.
Aww.
I stayed away from drama this recently, so, you know. So,
I mean, you could have seen something on TV that caught your attention.
Nah, I don't really watch. Honestly, I don't really watch TV like that. That's crazy. I really don't. I stay away from drama. Completely.
Yeah.
Can I just say, Brick is trifling for that statement right there. You're trifling for that statement, Brick.
Uh-oh, that sounds like a private thing.
We're in the chat room, so if y'all can't get into the chat room, y'all need to get into the chat room. Like before we said, you can make a free account. It's free to join Blog Talk Radio and join us in the chat room. Shout out to everybody in the chat room. We got people in there, Brownsville, Bandit, 345, Brick, a couple of guests, Abby Rich, On the Quest, Russ, and Sun75 too. Sun, why are you so quiet? Sun normally typing and stuff like that. Sun is quiet tonight. On the Quest is in there. We got Sun on the line. We got 919 on the line. We got a 773 on the line. If you'd like to join the conversation, call us up 805-830-8320 and press the number 1, and I'll know to let you on board. You got to press the number 1. If I don't know you, I can't let you on board.
Yo, Crush, I got a question. You got my email?
No. I didn't check my email.
Like a personal thing.
I probably got it, but I didn't check. You know what, Black Reporter? That do sound like a personal problem. But at the end of the day, I pay the cost to be the boss. So technically, it's all right. I allow it. You know, like, I do this, so I allow it. I will allow it. What's going on? Ooh, everybody, listen to this, right? Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, it is Black Reporter's 99th birthday, and we will be having a special broadcast on Thursday. So if you have a song, our question that we pose for you is, when you think of Black Reporter, what's the first song that comes to mind?
Oh my God.
You can send us the name and the artist, you can send us the artist and the title to phonefantasyradio@gmail.com, or you can email us, or you can go to phonefantasyradio.com, or you can text us 347-855-7372. Text us or leave a message, and we'll get that song request, because we're making the ultimate playlist for Black Reporter. Oh, boy. Don't be talking about my dude. Anyway, did I just get a private message? Don't be talking about my dude. Anything by the OJs. All right, I see that. I got you. You see that, Black Reporter?
Yeah.
Anything. Don't be talking about my dude. You see how they come to your rescue, Black Reporter? And I'm not even talking about you yet.
He likes
the other side. After the word it. Being yet.
Who said that?
Mike DeMond.
Thank you, Mike.
Mikey likes the kids.
Right,
loves the kids.
You gotta call up the Mike Show one of these days. And show your support, you know.
Yeah,
go on the
show. I do have to call
one of
the
these
show.
Days. Right. They on air tomorrow.
Are they?
Yeah, they on air tomorrow. TheMatrixStudios.com. It's called the DWI's Major Moderation, and he is one of the co-hosts from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. So give me a call and we'll coordinate that for you.
Okay, got me.
From the 614, Columbus, Ohio, it's the Tourette's man himself. What up, Johnny?
Hey, John.
Hey, a song reminds me of Black Reporter is Tina Turner's What's Love Got to Do with This?
Ooh, damn.
That's what I said, right? 12 p.m. to 4 p.m.? 12
yeah.
p.m.? Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, they are on for 4 hours.
That song, sir?
Why does that song
with,
remind you of Black Reporter? We're not just going
to
take song requests. Why does that song remind you of Black Reporter?
He said that he was married once and kind of cheated. Wouldn't that kind of fall in line with the song, What's Love Got to Do?
Ooh.
Talking about him.
You got
like
that
he just
gone.
Came out the corner. He just got you in a joke.
That was a shot.
That was a shot.
Come on, Brick, babysit me.
Ooh.
Brick is not even on here.
Man, I had to go to the
Are you there, Brick?
Stamp office
Brick?
For my neighbor.
You got us muted.
I've seen the sisters they had there. I need a case.
All right. We also got the 757.
Yeah.
202 on the air. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Sienna
Huff.
Hello?
Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can. What's your name is?
My name is Sienna Sharon Huff, and I am a college buddy of Larry Edwards, so I just got a text that he was going to be on the air, and I believe in supporting my people, so I'm up here.
Well, we appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much for tuning in. He actually just hung up on us.
And we appreciate
he actually just hung up, and he said a piece, and we're talking about trifling news. So we're putting people on blast, the ignorant, the shameful, and the trifle. Do you have a story for us?
You know what? I think people are trifling when they are not responsible parents by choice.
Oh.
Say that again.
There's a long list of that.
Excuse me?
There's a long list of that.
You said there's a long list of that. Yeah. That is my I guess pet peeve if there would be anything, because it doesn't make sense to be that way. But yes, people who are irresponsible on purpose, just don't want to be responsible, those are the ones that are just absolutely wrong.
Right. Well, today, I mean, this past weekend, I can't believe nobody has trifling stories for us. This past weekend was Memorial Day. It was a 3-day weekend. It was hot outside. Are y'all telling me y'all actually had a smooth weekend? No fights breaking off at the barbecue. Your grandma didn't try to stab somebody. Your aunt.
Actually, the ultimate trifling story was down in the Florida area, where everybody was warned, there's a tropical storm coming. All these people from New York and everything, oh, we're not going anywhere. We've never seen a tropical storm before. Oh, you going to wish you got out of here. And by the time they did, oh, we didn't know it could be raining that much. Well, get the hell out of Dodge. We didn't know the roads were going to be flooded.
That's why everybody's quiet. It's the playoffs right now. Well, thank you. We'll thank Tawana from 757 area code. Where is that at? Virginia?
That's in Chesapeake, Virginia.
Well, thank you for tuning in. Once again, folks, we at the top of the hour. It's 10:01 or 10:02 on the East Coast, and 9:01 Central area, where Black Reporter is. You're tuning into the Adult Zone with the Crushing Black Reporter. We are talking about trifling news, trifling stories. If you got something you want to share, definitely give us a call, 805-830-8320. Press the number 1, and I can let you on. And I have a trifling story. So a celebrity jeweler known by many, Kim Kardashian, Vanessa Hodges, everybody has been, you know, giving her props. But anyway, she was out and about this weekend, and she basically has been charged with two counts of assault and charged for beating a man up with an umbrella for a parking space.
What?
Right. Her name, she's 42 years old, first of all. Her design name, she works under Joey Jagger. And, Thursday.
Oh, you were talking about this earlier. Okay.
Right. Thursday, this lady beat the guy up. It's early in the morning. Well, it's not early in the morning, but a quarter to noon. And he beat up with an umbrella. He was bloody and all types of stuff. His name was Ming Dong, M-E-N-G-D-O-N-G. His name is Ming Dong.
How old was he?
Oh, it don't say. It just says his name was Ming Dong. She punched him, and she basically attacked him with her umbrella. He was bloody and everything. I don't know. I feel sorry for him.
When you told me about that story earlier, I mentioned to you that last night was my first time seeing Madea go to jail.
Uh-huh.
And over the outgoing credits, it shows Madea getting quote unquote counseling from Dr. Phil, and they arguing about Madea picking up a woman's car with a forklift out of a parking space that Madea thought was hers because it was a handicapped space and she handicapped and it was closest to the door, so she figured she deserved it. So she got a forklift and different woman's car out of the space and saved it for her. Now, of course, that's not real, but still.
Brownsville Bandit said, with a name like Ming Dong, he should have roundhoused her. That is so stereotyped. So, Black Reporter.
Yeah.
We told you this earlier. We're putting you on blast. Lady C, are you with us?
Yeah. I'm back.
Lady C, no trifling news tonight?
No.
A long weekend. You had barbecues, all the families around. You have nothing to share with us tonight?
I didn't really go to a barbecue. Well, I do have one private story. If you spend the night with a woman, would it behoove you to take your clothes off and get in the bed with her?
Wait, what?
Why? Take your clothes off and get in the bed. Why are you going to go to sleep with all your clothes on? Belt buckled up, shirt tucked in your pants, all you took off was your shoes. Come on, let's go to sleep. That's trifling.
That's beyond trifling.
Really. Well, yeah, it's trifling to a degree, but, you know, if you want to do all that, you sleep on the couch.
What makes even more trifling is you have sex and then you get dressed and get back in the bed.
That's trifling. Yeah, he was cold. I don't know what that's about. He was cold.
Trifling.
Somebody said, because niggas got no plans on staying.
Duh.
That is right.
Either way.
I guess it's just the idea of I'm going away. They're getting others to the chat room right now. They're saying, they're getting on me. Black Reporter, everybody's coming to your aid.
Whatever. He is not a baby. He's an old man.
52. I mean, sorry, 53.
53?
Yeah.
Well,
yes.
You act older. Just act so old.
I don't know. Other than that, I've cut people off. I've done some trifling things in my life, but now I'm at the point where I'm just cutting people off one by one. Like, I'm not trying to meet you. I'm not trying to F you. I'm not trying to do any of those things. However, I'm not telling them they cut off. That's the thing. I'm not telling people they cut off. So I guess I could put myself on the block for that.
You may need to tell them they cut off.
Not always.
No. But it don't have the same effect if I tell them. I just like for them to call me and hear do-do-do.
No,
I had that happen. A couple of guys and they sent me a text on Facebook. I was waiting for them to hit me up on Facebook, only so I could delete them, unfriend them, and block them. However, they like fucked up. Right, they hit me on Facebook and fucked up what you did, and I laugh out loud and then I blocked them. So I put myself on a block. Like, you gotta feel that sting when I'm done. Like, when a woman says she's done, she's done. But if I tell
she's
you
done.
That I'm done, it doesn't have the same effect as when you call and you hear that lady, you know, that doo-doo-doo tone, you mad.
Some people block your number and it goes straight to the answer machine every time. Like, I keep calling you, go straight to the answer machine, really?
Right. But I didn't want to do all that. No, I wanted them to actually hear the lady. I mean, normally I'll probably unblock them from that. But shout out to Google Talk. I mean, Google Voice. Google Voice, let me do this. That's why I give everybody the 347 poor BBW number.
Yep, poor BBW, I know about that.
Yeah, give them the 4 BBW number.
BBW.
And we have fun with that number. I could call you back, I could record everything. I have fun with that number.
Right.
Oh, wow. You scared me, Crush.
Huh?
You scare me sometimes.
Why? I'm not going to record our conversations and play it back on my radio show. I would never do that.
I just couldn't say you just might do that.
I would never do something like that.
blank, blank.
Crush, where's the closure that Brick claims people need?
I don't know. I can't give that to them.
This is what I'm talking about. Don't fall for it, Brick. Don't fall for it. He's just baiting you.
You know, I mean, damn, do you want to sleep with me that bad?
Ooh.
Damn. Basically, that's a way of saying,
get off my dick, son.
And if you wasn't talking, if you didn't tune into the last night's show, then you don't know what we're talking about. That's the inside show, though. shout out to Sun 752. Anyway, then Summer reply, make it hard.
Damn.
Make it hard.
That way.
So I'm gonna have a pump in my side. I'm just gonna start tapping my leg, and then it's just gonna rise up like a balloon. Just fill it up with some air. Now suck it. Can you imagine? Like, I tell you, I would be so trifling and grimy if I was a man, though. That's the thing. Like, if the shoe was on the other foot. Like, I would really, I want you on your knees, and I want to beat you in your head with my penis. Like, I know, I have these trifling thoughts. if it was just in my system. Anyway, Black Reporter, do you have anything else for us?
No, after Rob here, and I don't know if anything I have would even come close.
Well, do you have something? What is it?
Well, I do have something that most of you haven't heard yet. I mean, Crush has already heard this, but most of you haven't heard yet.
Well,
tell us about a new Olympic sport, pole dancing.
What?
You said
Olympic
that earlier,
sport.
Baby. You said that earlier. A new Olympic sport.
Yeah.
Oh, pole dancing.
Yeah,
for the skinny woman or the fat woman?
Oh.
And how do you get born? And, like, how are they going to judge that? Like,
yeah.
How fast does it get hard? Like, I don't get that. Like,
No. This is going to be.
Do?
Huh?
How many times she can twirl around and, hey, got it.
I think that would change the outlook of strip clubs if that happened.
Of course. It would.
No. That has nothing to do with strip clubs.
Yeah, it do. Get dancing on a pole. That's what they do. On a pole.
And they're going to be wearing leotards. They're not going to be wearing baggy clothes. They're going to be wearing leotards.
They got to be able to stretch and be comfortable. And then all they're going to do is have something tight up against them hoomlannies. Like, oh,
and you know, them shits like to rise if they don't use that sticky spray.
I ain't saying nothing else.
The reporter going to say, oh, she's making another twirl. Ooh. Okay, hold on. It's a twirl.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's her for you. It's Lady C for you. Like, they don't have big people in the Olympics.
Yes, they do.
Big person you see in the Olympics.
They do the shot pump and throw that big iron ball and stuff. They think people throwing it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes. They may not have big people running because we run halfway and we're going to be the past stop. Everybody else going to run over.
Not getting I'm not going to make it.
You can make it.
I'm not going to make it.
So they were shooting, and we say, okay, bye, I'm not going.
just going to walk off the track. Soon as you pass the guy with the gun,
I'm done.
That's not true.
I could do the swimming.
The see the track.
Mm-hmm.
I like swimming.
Oh yes, I love swimming. I was on the swimming team in high school.
Oh.
I'm a lifeguard.
Oh. You're a lifeguard.
Yeah, that's why I like renting hotel rooms to go swimming.
Yeah, she loves to hang out around the pool.
Yeah, the wet bodies. speaking of trifling, women who wear those long bathing suits.
Wait, what?
No, the women who wear the long bathing suits, and you can't tell if they really have a bottom on. They barely cover the front, something like a Norbert White.
Said their belly cover the front.
Ooh,
no. Yeah. Certain things I'm not going to do.
Thank you. Do you have something on under there? Lift the belly up. Look, there it is. Okay, that's trifling.
So,
Anyway, folks, we're just sharing stories. We're just kicking the breeze. It's one of them laid-back shows tonight on the Adult Zone with LaCrush and Black Reporter. Like we said, Thursday we are talking about, we're not talking about anything. Thursday is Black Reporter's birthday, so we're going to be celebrating that on Thursday, a virtual birthday party. It's going to be all about Black Reporter.
Black Reporter. Now you're showing your age.
Hey. At least I can hide mine better than you.
Shut up.
I always think you're the oldest.
No, you're the oldest, Mike.
Of course I am, but who acts the oldest? You do. Nah.
I got a nice little playlist for you, Black Reporter, on your birthday.
Oh, you do, Crush.
Yeah, it's a nice little playlist for you on your birthday.
Oh, Lord. And are we going back to grab songs that have been played for you also?
What do you think? It's
think
a surprise party, isn't it?
Knowing Crush, I think we are.
You know I'm going to start off with that one.
Of course.
Yeah, I got to start off with that one.
What's your favorite song, Black Reporter? What is it that you really, really want to hear?
Reasons by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
That's it.
Well, knowing her, she's going to find Clarence.
Not Sweet Sticky Things?
Huh?
Not Sweet Sticky Things?
That would be nice, but no, that's not what she's going to play. She's going to find Clarence.
I'm going to find Clarence. You know I got Clarence on a lot.
I just hit my list, Crush. You got it?
I seen it.
Okay. Those were all my Black Reporter songs.
Oh, I thought you said one. I didn't know all. I just said five.
You can send as many as you want. If we get to it, we get to it. We don't. It's Black Reporter's Day, so we're going to have fun with that. Right, Black Reporter?
Right.
We're going to have fun with Black Reporter, don't mind.
Black Reporter, it's your day. You want us to make you a virtual cake?
Huh?
You want us to make you a virtual cake, too? The Lady C going to jump out of it, okay?
Nah.
Yeah, I got you the line
somewhere.
Brick, that's your pony. You're supposed to take care of your pony, Brick. Take care of what?
Your pony. That's your pony.
Oh, what? You know what? That's why I gave him nice songs. He got real nice songs for me. I didn't do nothing vindictive, Black Reporter.
Yes, ma'am.
You got nice songs. When I hear those songs, I think of you. See, they're nice songs.
Okay.
Oh.
Why are you laughing so
like,
much, Lacey?
Pardon?
Why are you laughing so much?
Yeah, she's laughing real hard now. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know why I'm doing that.
If you wonder what I got in store. But they're nice songs.
Okay, they're nice songs.
General pants on the ground, pants on the ground.
No, that wasn't it, was it?
Huh?
That wasn't it, was it? That's a different version.
That wasn't. Oh, yeah, that was a different version.
Okay. That was good.
Look, he know his song.
Yeah,
he know. He
remember. He remember that. He remember that.
You remember that, right?
Yes, General Larry Pratt. I do remember General Larry Pratt.
He doesn't have all the time. He just got some time.
Who left?
That bitch ass nigga.
Oh.
No, I just can't stand that. Don't be a bitch ass. I hate that.
Ow.
Now y'all my witness. I ain't thought nothing. You can come after me. I ain't gonna sit up here and be attacked. I mean, come on. I'm only human. So when he listens to the archives that he hear, I'm not going to be attacked.
There you go.
Sitting here minding my business and here you go picking at me. What do I look like?
Oh.
And they're going to say, forget it. And then send me silent messages. What's up with that?
Somebody trifling. Ooh.
Oh,
that's right. Let me get on my trifling soapbox.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
From the very beginning, don't throw the rock and hide your hand. You understand what I'm saying? Y'all see what's up on this chat board, but what y'all don't see is these little instant messages popping up with him just talking to me. Why you do that? Why you go there? What do you mean, why I go there? Why did you go there? You see, you butchered up to everybody on these boards, but you licking my ass behind the scenes.
Ooh.
Okay, you sitting up here with these little pop-up messages. Why did you go there? And all this other stuff. Why did you go there? I wasn't saying nothing to you in the whole room. You got to pick out Brick and say something about me. What's up with that? So then when I say the obvious, damn, do you want to sleep with me or what? You get an attitude? Never mind, forget it. Okay, fine, then forget it. And then you're still talking about me later on. What most of you? I'm human. You ain't going to sit up here and back me in a corner and talk about me, and I'm going to just sit here and not say nothing. So I'm sorry for disrespecting your show, the Adult Zone, the Crush, but that right there is trifling. Men, stop being bitch asses. You understand what I'm saying? Don't throw the rock and hide the hand.
This is the place to do it. You know, get off your chest.
No, I don't like that. You know what? And if you want to speak to me, come on the phone and speak to me. Don't send me little hidden messages wanting clarity, and then when I answer them, forget it. Good night. Bitch assness. That's what that is.
Yeah, that is.
No, I don't like that. I'm right
here. That's not being a man.
And if you want it to be a private conversation, I'll gladly give you my number. You can call me on the side and we can discuss that too. I'm a very upfront and honest person. I put it out there. I got to hide from nobody. I ain't never met you in my life. What I'm running from you for?
I got you.
So y'all go ahead on and carry on with the show. But that's bitch asses. Men, stop being bitch asses. Don't throw the rock and hide your hand. If you said something, man up and say it. Okay, if I don't like something that you said, then, hey, you know what? I got a right to my own opinion just as much as you do yours. But I will not, and I will not get up here and defend myself and my opinions and my actions. You don't like it? Oh, well, hell. Hell's bell, shit. Take your ass on, because you don't razz my berries or pick my cherries. You don't do nothing for me.
You don't razz my berries or pick my cherries.
That's right. You don't do a damn thing for me.
There you go.
That is.
I'm not going to sit up here and apologize for being
there.
Oh.
I'll knock nobody for being them. Don't knock me for being me.
I know that's right.
Amen.
That's it.
You sit up here and tell you, Crush, don't be you. Be somebody else. Who the fuck is that?
That's not even
possible.
That's
not work. That's going to work.
That's not possible. Shout out to everybody in the chat room. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in right now. I'm not even going to go through all that. Ooh, shout out to that 347 number I see at the bottom of my screen, sitting there waiting for him to raise his hand so he could bless me with his voice. But he be acting up. They be acting all shy. You know I'm talking to. Waiting for him to call in and say hi to us. He know he got that dreamy voice that just makes everybody melt.
Oh,
Crush, just bring the man on.
Oh, yeah. I need someone on John from Ohio.
John.
Shut up, John.
That's fucked up. I bet she just said that. That's fucked up, though. But John hung up on us. John.
Oh, for real?
John hung up on us. I'm just going to say that.
Well, he don't stay on no more, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, that's your fault.
That ain't my fault. You know who fault that is. You know who fault that is.
That's
but
you
he wants
son.
To make it to him, Brick. He says, come make it to him.
We don't let him on. We don't let him on no more.
I just give him 5 minutes of fame.
As soon as he starts to rest and we hang up for him, we mute him. Because he just blurred out any and everything, man.
Yeah, he does.
Can I say something trifling? I just saw on the news here that they have a new at Taco Bell. They're serving a new breakfast drink.
A new breakfast drink?
Yes.
What
is it? Mountain Dew AM. It's Mountain Dew mixed with orange juice.
Mountain Dew and orange juice.
Yeah. It's not right when y'all do it. I gotta do it myself. I mean, I know everybody that did that when they give you the cup and you go to the machine and you mix up all the. All
no,
the drinks
this is
together.
Actually a Mountain Dew drink. This is what they're selling. They call it like a mimosa.
No. They do it at home.
No.
I want that.
No.
That's disgusting.
No.
I mean,
now mind you, I'll do my Diet Coke and lemonade, but that's beside the point.
You do what?
Diet Coke and lemonade.
Oh, no. Those flavors don't even
go together.
Well, you want Diet Coke and lemonade, right?
Yeah. Huh?
What happened to Lemon Coke? Remember the Lemon Coke?
Yeah.
And they used to have the lemon Pepsi. What happened to that?
Yes.
It's gone?
Yes. It
came
in.
It was
I loved it.
Remember the Crystal
it's
Pepsi?
Well
that's gone?
Yeah.
The lemon Pepsi. I think I used to like the lemon Pepsi. It was
enough for the people to say that keep it on, you know, like cherry Coke and cherry Pepsi still around. And vanilla Coke, you can find it every now and then.
Oh.
Now the new thing is Coke Zero.
Nah, I love Coke Zero.
Coke Zero? I don't like any Coke.
Yeah, I don't like Coke
either. I'd rather just Diet Pepsi than Coke. Okay, you know what?
No.
What, Black Reporter?
Dad, you started panicking.
No.
Well, you look like Isaac on the Love Boat, though.
Yes.
You got told that a lot, right? You like Isaac on the Love Boat?
Mm-hmm. Love Boat.
That's what I used to be told, that I look like Isaac on the Love Boat.
Yeah, that's why I had a haircut and a mustache trim.
That's a great pickup line.
Right, we had to do that, right, Black right, Lady C? We had to do that. We're going to play that, too. We're going to play that Thursday when we had the barber call in and taper down his size, as they call it. Because, you know, we're like, we need a Black Reporter. Black Reporter, you going to get a hot top this year? You going to get... We skipped last year. This year, you going to get a hot top?
No. My hairline is receding. So,
even more reason why you need to get the hot top microphone. Oh, man. Just use it while it lasts. You know, you got to use it now because it's going. So you better hurry up and use it. Get your
you
nice
just
little...
save it all off, microphone. Just save it all
off. I may just shave it off.
Ew. And then you just have that bushy-ass
like
mustache. Ew.
No,
shave
not
that
mustache.
Shave that mustache
off. No, not mustache.
Yeah,
not
shave the stash off. Shave it off.
I don't think I look like. What would you look like without a mustache?
Yeah, right?
No.
No,
no,
like,
no,
do you
no,
even
no,
have
no,
a top
no,
lip?
No,
look. Do you even
have
a top lip?
A top lip?
Clark, shut up.
This one there.
That's
me. That's there.
That's not me asking
together.
If you have a top lip. That's not me.
That's
maybe
me.
It's just hair and a bottom lip.
That's what's holding the hair in place.
Hair and a bottom lip.
He said you have a bottom lip.
Let me see.
Y'all
yeah, you
wrong.
Do have a top. He has a top lip.
He got a top lip?
He has
it's
a top lip.
It's halfway past
it's
the
It's real
hour.
Thin. It's real thin. It's what I'm thin top lip. Just real thin.
Lord, please.
That, because I'm just saying, you can't have big lips and a bushy stash like you do. Like, it would just look real ridiculous. So that lip got to be thin. You can't have thick lips and a thick stash. That don't go together.
She's a thick lips and a thick
stash. Right. It look like a pussy. Look like a
hairy
like
on one side.
Oh, y'all wrong.
Ah, oh, can you imagine? I'm hairy on
y'all
one
wrong.
Side. Oh, man. I'm not wrong. I'm just saying. We're just talking about it. We're just talking about it.
Okay.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome. Shout out to the 757. Shout out to the 347s, the 919s, the 773s, the 513s, the 225s, the 337s, the Skypes that's on in right now.
There's a 337 besides me.
Oh,
huh?
There's a 337
no,
besides me.
Oh.
You know how long
got
the quarter.
I guess we got some time.
You know how long out there.
He's like, there are other 337s like me. Somebody said you need to get a hot top bay with the Gumby on the side. You know.
Wait, what was that?
Brownsville Bandit in the chat room said he gonna get the high top fade with the Gumby on the side. Ooh.
No, don't start.
Nah, we don't.
That used to be a show. Oh, listen,
well,
I'm gonna dread
to, yeah.
The Gumby. The
you
Gumby.
Gotta have a head to sit there.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No,
you,
to dread the Gumby
you can't
on
have
the
a round head with that. But that's
no.
The whole point, right?
I would look right with that kind of hairdo.
No comment.
Oh, man. That's
we're
crazy.
Trying to help black people football to catch women, not chase
women. Right.
You going to get something cut in the back of his head? You are not the father?
How about we get some initials in the back of the head? That's
I
right, black boy. You got to get PFR shaved in the back of your head.
Uh-oh.
No.
Oh, you suck, Black Reporter. We got a new caller on the line from the 347-739. How you doing, handsome?
Hello.
Look, hello. Look.
Listen, I'm here in support of Brother Black Reporter. Oh,
wow.
I appreciate it, brother.
You know,
well,
I gotta
boy,
support
you know,
my brother.
State your name and where you're calling from so people know who you are.
Calling out of Brooklyn. And my name is Mike the Moderator.
Right.
I appreciate
sure.
It.
Out of Brooklyn?
Shut up, Black Reporter. Nobody messing with you today.
Hey,
you asked us to do this. The thing is, y'all, Black Reporter asked. Did he not, Brick? He asked us to do this. So
he
it's not like we just teasing on him. Like, he asked us for it.
He asked to be roasted.
Right.
Listen, I'm supporting my brother no matter what.
Thank you, Mike.
Always playing the victim, Black Report. Always playing the victim.
Hey, I'm in a room full of women. What do you expect?
Well, I have a question for Mr. Mike the Moderator. Are you allowed to be in Brooklyn right now?
Are you allowed?
I see she's in the Bronx. She didn't leave the Bronx area.
Well, listen, I pay rent in Brooklyn, so So.
Oh.
Hey there.
What part of Brooklyn you pay rent at?
Canarsie.
And we all gonna meet up for some breakfast and tea.
Shout out to the Pathmark over here in Star Red City. You over on that end, but you on the other
end. How you gonna shout out Star Red City? I know, but I'm just saying, like,
I got shout out somewhere in
Columbia. Didn't they say it was sinking over there? They said the building was sinking.
No, Star Red City is sinking. Yeah, that's going down.
Going down. Oh my goodness, y'all making my side hurt. Y'all are so silly tonight. I'm gonna find me some sound bits of Black Reporter for Thursday. Yeah, Black Reporter. I'm gonna find that show that you gave us the story about the guy that wasn't a guy. I mean, about the girl that was a guy. I'm find that sound.
Yeah. Actually, she made it to past the first round. She made it to, I think, the final 12. That was Miss Universe.
What are
that's
you talking
not a
about,
she, Black Reporter? That's not what she's talking about. But that's not a she, that's a shim. If he's a he.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, we're not talking about her. We're talking about your experience, Black
Thank
Reporter.
Thank you. You don't,
we're not talking about
sometimes
the pageant.
He's got some timers.
You ever had that type
that, right.
of experience, Mike DeMond?
What was that?
Wow.
You thought it was
you know,
a woman, but it wasn't?
Nah, man. My fraud o meter is very strong.
Wow.
Stop saying wow. That's annoying.
He can't help it.
I can sniff out a fraud.
No matter how pretty they look.
Listen.
They don't look pretty. They look like men. Just like
that's
men.
Not true at all, baby K.
Yeah.
That is not true at all.
No, we're not talking about those
that walk around with their mustache still.
No,
we're not talking about
horse,
those. We're talking about full fledged. Right. Like you
trust
don't know
me,
until they show their thing.
Nah.
Oh, that's
nah.
what I wanted to do.
Nah.
I got a story for y'all. I just had it in my head. Hold up, I'm gonna get it. Go ahead, let's talk. Forgot it.
So, Mike, you can figure them out even when they're gorgeous, huh?
Uh-huh.
I said you can figure them out even when they're gorgeous?
Yes, I can.
Well, I was younger, so my gaydar wasn't working.
Nah, times are different back then, Mr. Black Reporter. Before, times are different. Right now, you can tell. Times are different.
You can't say too much, Chevy.
Well, I
can. No, you can't.
You can't. You have some stuff too, Chevy.
$5.
Trust me. That's $5 is worth it. I tell anybody that story. It's not like I go out there and look for shit. Shit came to me. The fuck? I was just bored. I was high, everything. So, like,
fuck it. So. What I got it. So apparently this lady was married. I don't know why marriage does this to people. But anyway, this lady was married and she divorced her husband and she moved in with her 29-year-old daughter. And she was feeling low and depressed about herself. So she spent over $25,000 to get plastic surgery to look just like her daughter.
No.
Wow.
Yes. They said that's like the new fad now. Like she, you know, she got the bleached blonde hair, she got the boobs done, she got the nose done, the eyes done, the chin done, everything to look like an older version of her daughter.
That's right.
I don't know.
That's trifling.
You got any trifling to share with us, Mike, the moderator?
Most trifling story that I've found, and I'll be doing it tomorrow morning or tomorrow afternoon on Major Moderation. There's a young man out in California who did 5.5 years in prison behind a rape. and kidnap charge, and he gets out after five and a half years. The woman he allegedly, supposedly raped hits him up on Facebook.
I heard about this.
She hits him up on Facebook, says, listen, I want to make bygones be bygones. I'm sorry it went down like that. You know, I know you didn't rape me. You know, so he's like, yo, why don't you go public with this? Let's go talk to the DA. She's like, nah, because if I do, then I'm going to have to give the settlement money back. And I don't want to get the settlement money back.
Wow.
So he went back again and tried to talk some sense into her. This time, he wore a wire and recorded the whole conversation this time. And she was like, listen, you know, sorry it went down that way, but, you know, my mother got $1.5 million from the school system. And we don't want to get that money back. So he took that tape, took it to the one of them free groups that helped to get innocent men out of prison, took that to the DA, and as of late, he's been exonerated of his rape charge. Gave the ankle bracelet back since he had 5 years of probation and home arrest and no longer has to register as a sex offender. But that's still a triflingness thing I've heard in a very long time.
Yeah, that is. I forgot about that.
That is trifling. You forgot about that, Black Reporter?
I totally forgot about that because I heard about that last night.
Oh, my goodness. That's crazy. That's crazy. Anyway, how was your weekend, Mike Manoa?
It was good.
All right. Mm-hmm. People hanging out on us?
How was your week? No, I'm sorry about that question.
My weekend was not good.
I'm sorry about that.
My weekend was not good.
What was wrong with you?
Well, first off, I didn't get a phone call from a very sexy man just to say hi to me. I needed that in my life.
Oh my God.
I was trying to go to the movies, and I couldn't find a very sexy man to take me to the movies. I was trying to go to a barbecue, but I couldn't find a very sexy man to pick me up and take me to the barbecue on Monday.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh,
I know.
She lays it all in your lap, Michael.
I worked 44 out of 72 hours in this weekend. I know.
I seen it. Wait, did I see that? Yeah, you put a message up there at like 5:08 in the morning.
That's right. 5:08 in the morning. I was at work. Sun was coming up. I was wrapping up the last couple hours. And I was still on my grind. So, you know, a black man got to do what a black man got to do.
There you
go. That's a good thing. You know, I want to put myself back on the block because I think I'm going to go get me a digital camera with like 5x zoom on it so I can start taking pictures of my neighbors across the way.
Wow.
You know, when you cut off all the lights and then you look over, especially yesterday, like, it was like everybody was home yesterday. Like, nobody went out. It was so entertaining. Some dude put a lava lamp in the window. And I guess he must have thought that was going to stop us from seeing him dancing around. Like, I'm serious. Like, they was rolling out across the way. Like, all the lights was on. Everybody's lights was on yesterday. Like, for the three buildings that I could see, all the lights was on, every apartment. And they were just acting up yesterday.
They said it was Memorial Day. They wanted to celebrate.
Right. So, folks, there's supposed to be this awesome gathering at Central Park on Sunday. It's supposed to be the biggest water fight of 2012. So if you got your super soakers, throw on some flip-flops,
an old tee, some shorts, and, you know, get some water balloons.
I was about
to
ask, are they allowing water balloons?
Right, they allow super soakers, water balloons, balloon slingshots, and some other stuff they order. So they gonna be doing it up. I wanna do that. Well, I don't know, I might show up and just stand there and get wet. Just stand there. I'm unarmed.
Ain't nothing like a good old water fight on a hot day.
So, next week is June, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the first week of June. We're going to be going to New Orleans for our vacation.
Yes,
right?
You are.
Yeah. Our virtual vacation is our second trip. We're going to New Orleans.
That's next week?
That's next week.
Yep, right
okay.
After your birthday, Black Reporter.
Okay.
Tuesday?
Then
no,
all
no,
I gotta
Thursday.
Say is
Thursday,
y'all
Thursday.
Come down with something cool. Wear something cool.
Wear something cool?
Yeah.
Something comfortable, like a sun dress.
Oh, something comfortable.
Yes, comfortable
very
and cool.
Comfortable. I got a little sundress.
I'm putting sundress.
It's
going to
be
the
hot
at home.
As hell.
It's going to be hot as hell.
Yeah, it's going to be hot as hell.
It's not going to be hot as hell because in hell you can't enjoy, but in New Orleans you can enjoy.
This is true.
Okay.
Lacey's
okay.
Got a point.
Okay. Yeah, Lacey, you got a point. We are already at the end of our show. We had fun today. Very laid back show. Laid back week. It's the last week of May. Damn.
Oh,
we already
and come prepared. Come prepared with your drink or drink order.
Drink
order. Black Porter. That was not part of the agreement. They don't get an order. I give them what I want them to have. They don't get an order.
I'm sorry, Lacey.
We have to give them the drink of New Orleans. See?
Yeah,
I
you like the hurricane.
You no surprise.
My apologies.
The drink of New Orleans. And that's the perfect name for it, too, with the weather out there. Gee whiz, golly.
Have you ever had a hurricane?
And yet we pick on him.
Nope, I don't ever had a hurricane.
Oh, you are going to enjoy it.
I bet I would. Oh, my bad. We were talking about that drink, right?
They're very fruity.
I done went to a whole nother thing.
That would be a good hurricane.
It's hot.
What are you saying? Where your kitty?
I got
kitty,
two of them.
Kitty.
And they're helping.
I know. It is
I got two of them. They're helping. And the kitty want to be all up under me.
See, and that's the thing about, the cool weather, you can always find a way to get warm. When it's hot, it's hard to cool off.
I know, right?
You're drinking water, cold drink, or pop, or soda, juices, Powerade, beer, whatever, trying to cool off, and nothing works.
Well, shout out to Mike DeMott, who called in and showed us some love. His battery died, so he had to go. We appreciate that. Shout out to Brownsville Bandit, Russ.
And Mike, I will try
on
to make your show tomorrow, sir.
Huh?
I was telling Mike I will try to make his show tomorrow.
Right. Russ, Fun, 752. What's going on tomorrow? Tomorrow, 12 to 4, we have Mike DeMod. He's co-host with three other good-looking eye candies, black men, right? DWI, DJ Mike Major,
Mike DeMod and Kadon Sterling. They host Major Moderation on the Matrix Studio. That's DAMATRIXSTUDIOS.com. So you can go check that out from 12 to 4. At 8:30, we head over Team Fantasy and everybody going over to the Sun Always Shine show with our good friend Sun752, a.k.a. Brown Reporter, a.k.a. G-O-D. The link to do that is the link to that is www.blogtalkradio.com/sun752. The number to call in is 347-677-1533. There we go. I got that. 347-677-1533. And you can join Sun752 and his gang. And, you know, have a good conversation. Then we're back here for Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern. Sorry, for Crush Grooves. With the Crush and Black Reporter. It's a virtual birthday party. Oh, good. For Black Reporter's 99th birthday. We ask for all song requests. We ask for your song requests and, you know, your dedication and stuff like that. Be sent to 347-855-7372, phonefantasyradio@gmail.com, or you can just visit phonefantasyradio.com and just click on contact us and send us what you need to send us. What else we got going on? Then we're back here again Monday for Brick's House, 8 p.m. Eastern. And Brick, what you got going on at your house this Monday?
Well, Monday is our first Monday of the month, so we're going to tackle that political show we didn't tackle because we got kind of thrown off track this month. So we're going to be going back to the original plan, which was age limits. Do you think that there should be age limits on politicians in order to allow new, fresh politicians to come in and give new direction? So it's going to be that same topic. We never covered it before. We're going to cover it this time. And bring your thoughts and bring your ideas on over to Brick's House Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard on Folk Fantasy Radio's powered by Block Talk Radio. Brick's House.
Nice, nice, nice. So that's
Thank you, Brick.
That's how we do it at Phone Fantasy Radio, the Adult Zone. We're coming down to the last few minutes. I'm going to go through the line. And I'm going to thank everyone who tuned in tonight to our show. Chevy Baby representing Brooklyn. We had Lady C representing Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We had Sun752 giving us half of his attention while he watched the playoff games representing Philly. We had Sunshiny. Hi, Sunny.
Hi, Sun.
And they're right underneath each other, too. Sun and Sunshiny. Nice. I think she's representing VA, right? Yeah. We also had On the Quest representing North Carolina. And we had a call up here I do not recognize, but shout out to the 773, which I believe is Chicago 573. I only know one person from there, but, you know. Shout out to her, but shout out to Chicago right there. Appreciate y'all tuning in and showing us much love. On that note, Black Reporter, do you have a?
Actually, I don't know anybody who's there who's not normally there, but.
No, I mean, do you have a goodbye? Goodbye.
Finally,
give you the opportunity to say goodbye.
I hope you folks will return on Thursday. To wish me a happy birthday, even whether you like me or you don't like me, or even, I guess most people like me or whatever. And hopefully I will see you on Thursday, May 31st.
May 31st. Gee whiz golly. On that note, are we going to end off with a song, Black Reporter, or are you going to state your little statement that you state?
What time there was has ceased to be. There just is no more. Yesterday is gone, forget about it. Tomorrow isn't here. Don't worry about it. Today is here. Make the most of it. Stand up for something you believe in, because
right.
you can fall for anything. If
so
we didn't say everything you wanted to hear, you heard everything we said. Now go around and tell that. On your face, put a big smile. We will see you in a little while. And until we meet again on Thursday, you are in. And Crush and I are outie.
Ow. I just want to dedicate this last song that we're going to play for the night to all my gentlemen callers and to me, because it tickles me every time I hear it. I don't think it'll ever get old, but this is my theme song for Phone Fantasy Radio. I'm just saying. Bye, everyone.
Oh, Lord.
Some of them are hairy. Some of them are bald. Some are kind of scary. And this is what they're called: vagina. Why I sing my song, vagina, vagina, they call that thing vagina. Clams and fish and such. Some smell like a summer's eve, 'cause they've been douched too much. Vagina,
vagina,
they call that thing vagina. In the morning.
Hello, your name is Larry Platt.
that from?
Okay, I can't take no more. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to put this on my Facebook page. And he jumped down and he did the split as Black Reporter with the bead of sweat on the side of your face, Black Reporter.
Oh, please.
Yes, and the big chain of keys. You know, like the janitor's ring with all the keys, like the maintenance man. He have all the keys to the building. Like, that's what I see Black Reporter. And
no,
his dickies,
no,
and his
no,
dickies
no,
down
no,
to his knees.
No, no, no.
and his dickies down to his knees with the bead of sweat, Black Reporter. You can't tell me. Like, I just see that, and you biting on that little tiny chop lip.
y'all wrong.
You biting on that little top lip. Just trying to focus, not to come. I'm focused. Start thinking about random stuff.
It's 11 o'clock.
What key would fit that lock over there? What key would fit that lock?
Good night, y'all.
Good night, Black Reporter.
Good night, Black Reporter.
We're going to see you on your birthday.
Nice.
We're going to have fun. Good night, everyone. Chevy, baby.
Yeah, I'm
here. Not even paying attention.
You going to come back for Black Reporter's birthday?
Yeah. I'll make sure I'm not doing nothing. I'm doing a lot of shit. So you hear me in and out,
Yeah, we heard you and the lady in the background you were talking to.
That's my sister.
Oh. You still heard her.
Yeah.
Tell me anything.
No, I'm dead ass. That's really my sister. Dead ass.
Mm-hmm.
You got to think about it.
Yeah.
You
ain't got to lie, Craig.
You got to lie, Chef,
right?
Yeah, I'm going to be back on, what's that, on Thursday. Yeah, I'm going to be there Thursday. Yeah.
You going to be there on Thursday? Shout out to Larry Pratt. Pants on the ground. Pants on the ground. What?
Black Reporter got kids, right?
Yeah, he got kids.
Check your Gmail.
Check
I got some for a father. Your Gmail.
Oh.
You got it?
You got song?
Yeah. It's just for a father. Yeah. From two different age points. From a 20-year-old and a 28-year-old. And they just turned fathers at the same time.
Damn. 20 and 28? Oh, good grief.
I mean,
sounds like a lot of work. What happened?
What happened?
And I was just saying that. Some people like to add me to the groups and then complain that I post in a group. Shout out to them. Always want to add me to the group. They always want to add me to the group and then complain that I'm not participating in a group. Shout out to them.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right, bye. We're really leaving now. We're really hanging up now. Bye, y'all. Bye, y'all. Bye, y'all.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to say bye to me.
Bye.